A powerful Democrat is gone.
We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world.
The walkout at the White House.
This was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president.
From the UK,
a new Brexit deal, but will it pass?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Congress has lost a giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in search of the truth.
Civil rights activist and frequent Trump critic Elijah Cummings has died at a hospital in Baltimore. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with a look back at his life and career.
The Baltimore native and son of sharecroppers quickly became one of the most powerful orators in the Democratic Party.
We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people.
When Democrats won back the House in 2018, Cummings became chair of the powerful House Oversight Committee, which roots out fraud and mismanagement in the administration.
The child is sitting in their own feces, can't take a shower. Come on, man. What's that about?
It's a job reserved for those who won't back down from a fight.
His office says Elijah Cummings died of complications from long-standing health issues. The congressman was 68. A key figure in Democrats' impeachment inquiry is scheduled to testify. CBS's Anthony Mason has the details.
This morning, House investigators will question the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. A source tells CBS News former national security aide Fiona Hill, who testified Monday, told a White House lawyer that she heard Sondland tell Ukrainian officials that President Trump would meet with Ukraine's president if he launched an investigation into the Bidens.
Democratic leaders walked out of a White House meeting on the situation in Syria. Exactly what happened depends on who you ask. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke to reporters outside.
When he started calling Speaker Pelosi a third-rate politician.
Which I said, I wish you were a politician, Mr. President.
Go ahead,
we witnessed on the part of the president was a meltdown.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was there, too.
She storms out of another meeting, trying to make it unproductive.
The president posted a photo of Pelosi standing and pointing a finger at him across the table. She quickly made it her Twitter and Facebook cover shot. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo have arrived in Turkey to try to get President Erdogan to end the violence in northern Syria. Senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
This entire mission is a scramble, which is put together to mitigate the fallout from the president's quick decision to pull out, which paved the way for that Turkish invasion. What's happening on the ground right now is that the Turks, the Russians, and Iran, whose forces are mixed in with the Syrian regime, are moving faster than the U.S. can retreat.
Yesterday, President Trump called his move strategically brilliant and warned of possible sanctions and tariffs that would devastate Turkey's economy. In Chicago,
if we don't get it shut down, if we don't get it shut down.
Teachers are walking picket lines this morning.
We have not achieved what we need to bring justice and high quality schools to the children and the teachers of Chicago.
Both sides have been negotiating for months over pay, benefits, class size, and teacher prep time. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city can't afford their demands. She announced yesterday schools would be closed in anticipation of the strike. Striking GM workers could be back on the job soon.
I walk by faith and not by sight, and my faith tells me it's all good.
They're getting ready to vote on a tentative contract agreement with the automaker. Correspondent Dean Reynolds is in Detroit.
Sources familiar with the proposed contract say it includes pay raises, lump sum payments to workers, maintains low out-of-pocket costs for health care, and has a path for temporary workers to become full-time employees.
Workers have lost an estimated $800 million in wages since they walked out a month ago. There may be major movement this morning on Brexit. Live to London and correspondent Vicky Barker.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he struck a new deal to get Britain out of the European Union by deadline day, October 31st. Confirmation from Europe's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, through an interpreter.
We hope that as of the 1st of November, as soon as possible, we can start working on a new partnership with the United Kingdom.
Not so fast. The new withdrawal agreement still needs the approval of all 28 member states, including Britain, and Johnson's key parliamentary allies in Northern Ireland's DUP are refusing to support the deal. Deborah?
Winds are whipping up and down the East Coast. There have been gusts of 100 miles an hour recorded in Massachusetts, and power is out to more than 400,000 homes and businesses in the Northeast. It's part of the same nor'easter that's dumped heavy rain from North Carolina to Maine. Northern Californians are remembering a deadly 6.9 earthquake that left the Bay Area in shambles. Correspondent Steve Futterman was there.
It is probably the most watched earthquake in history. This is where I was 30 years ago, about to cover Game 3 of the World Series, when Candlestick Park began to shake.
I don't know if we're on the air.
Damage was widespread. More than 60 people were killed. More than 3,700 others injured.
Go home and secure your residence. Shut off the gas. Shut off electricity.
There was nearly $6 billion in damage. Even part of the Bay Bridge collapsed.
The bridge has collapsed.
This, however, is where the most violent shaking took place, more than 50 miles away. I'm in Santa Cruz, California, near the epicenter.
October 17th, 89, 5:04 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And where were you, right here?
I was right here, yeah. I was right here. My father and I were right here.
This man in Santa Cruz still recalls the frantic efforts to save a 22-year-old woman who was trapped.
The haunting memory of digging out the young female who perished, that sadness is still with me 30 years later.
And as bad as it was, seismologists say California is long overdue for a much larger and deadlier quake. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Santa Cruz, California.
A brand new form of mind-body meditation combines downward dog with a whole lot of pent-up anger.
You know how yoga is supposed to let you chill out and relax? Well, rage yoga does not do that. It is catching on in Kansas City, where Amanda Kaufman is a rage yoga instructor.
We will be cussing, using profanity, yelling, screaming, just letting all the negative energy out.
Hey, Hillary Lupino says it works for her.
Speaking as somebody who works really, really hard and, you know, feels a little burnout sometimes, like, it just makes such a huge difference.
Tom Foti, CBS News.
If you can't get excited about the home team in a crucial playoff game, this fan at Yankee Stadium can't figure it out.
I don't understand why you beat all these tickets if you don't want to win the game.
Video's gone viral of the lone standing fan in his section at Game 3 of the ALCS against the Astros. Yanks lost it, giving Houston a 2-1 lead. Game 4 is today. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, October 17th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.